small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee can, and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
At Advance Auto Parts, order your parts online and pick them up in store in just 30 minutes, so you can get back to the garage doing what you love. Order online at advanceautoparts.com.
There you go. And get your hat, leave your worry on the doorstep.
What a great day this is going to be. What a great show this is going to be. I'm excited. I wasn't excited until about an hour ago. Now I'm excited. Are you guys excited?
Oh, heck yeah.
You don't seem excited.
I'm excited.
It took you too long to even say you're excited.
I'm excited.
It's
going to
be fun, folks.
I can barely contain my excitement.
It's going to be fun. And it's talent show day. That just makes it even better. Thursdays. I get to where I look forward to Thursday. And then we'll have to discuss whether or not we need to add more to the prize package. I think it's pretty significant as it is.
It is.
We'll talk about that.
That's a nice surprise package.
Not afraid.
What?
This rover.
Don't work too hard, because I ain't.
Who is that?
Well, we know that, Mike.
Oh, that was Mike Dorsey.
Yeah, his grammar. Sometimes it's not good.
Well, it is March Madness starting today, so
true.
A lot of people aren't working that hard.
That's true. I heard the little jab that Mr. Carney took at me a while ago.
I missed it. What did he say?
Wonder what Frank's picks are. You know. He knows I don't get
one,
into
he's one to talk, though. He's not a huge... Colin was telling me he was... Couldn't figure out how to fill out the bracket online. He only filled it out on paper, so Colin had to
help do brackets, help how to do fantasy football. That's not my life. That's my interest isn't there. I just motorcycles, cars, handguns, that kind of stuff.
I've done the brackets before, and I have never done well at those things.
Who was it that? What did Warren Buffett offer if somebody got all of them right?
$1 million, I think.
Oh, no, it was like $100 million.
$100 million?
Yo, I think it was.
Or a billion.
Honestly, it's a billion. I think it was $1 billion.
If you get every one right.
Which is pretty much impossible.
It'll never happen.
Of course, it's never happened. I mean, your chances of winning the lottery are probably.
There's already been some upsets.
Well, sure. Sure, there always are. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on this, the 19th day of March 2015. We will do the Burke segment. In fact, we'll do that now. And then, I'm not kidding when I say this. I was starting to get actually worried. Like, hello, is anybody listening? Because we haven't had a good complaint for, it's been a long time. I mean when it ends with, I'm calling the FCC. Now you're talking. Now you're talking.
Well, I think we've been pretty...
We've been pretty middle-of-the-road mediocre is what we've been.
Right.
We've been pretty milquetoast. That's what we've been. And that tells me this show is floundering until
not too good, not too bad.
That's what
right on the cutting edge of mediocre.
That's what we've been doing. And it ended yesterday. Apparently it ended yesterday, and we snapped ourselves out of that rut.
Oh.
According to the complainant.
What
who
did
is
we do?
Going to contact the FCC. Oh, you'll hear. I'll read you his letter. But first.
It's all your fault, Dan.
It's my fault?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, we'll find a way to make it your fault.
Okay.
In fact, I think I wrote the guy back and I said, everything I do is laid out for me by Dan Strauss. And I gave him your cell phone number.
Oh, okay.
I said, give this to the FCC. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
I'd like to introduce Eon the Peon, his little boy. Archie is now in his fourth month of life.
That's right.
On this earth. And he's smiling a little bit.
Peon. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he smiles all the time.
Yeah, wait till he laughs out loud. It's the greatest.
He's done a couple laughs, but
a little kid laughing out loud is the greatest sound there is. I'd like to introduce his dad now, Eon the Peon. Peon, it's all yours.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I just looked this up. You want to know what the odds are to pick a perfect bracket?
It's got to be so many billion to one.
One and 1.6 billion.
There you go.
But last year, it's a lot lower this year because the bracket is more top-heavy with the better teams being better and the, you know, the mediocre teams being worse. Last year it was $7.4 billion.
Oh.
So,
see, basketball, yes, to me is a sport, especially professional-level basketball, is a sport that really, everyone I've ever watched, is really exciting in the last 2 minutes, usually. And it's usually a close game.
If it's close enough, yeah.
But a lot of basketball is very close. It's 2 points, 1 point. I mean, right down to the wire. Yeah, I like that. But I'd be the guy that, you know how some people leave early? I'd walk in and sit down by the court 2 minutes before the game was over. I'd come in at the end of it, see what was going on. So, I'm sorry, go ahead. What were you saying?
Just talking about the bracket, yeah. And okay. Warren Buffett, the billion-dollar bracket challenge is no longer...
He took it off the table?
Apparently, all the companies involved are too busy suing each other. It says here Quicken Loans was involved in it with Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway and Yahoo. They teamed up last year to do it. But apparently,
what are they suing over? Nobody had to pay.
Let me see. The squabbling started last year when a small sweepstakes company called SCA Promotion sued Yahoo for allegedly backing out of a deal to put on the Perfect Bracket contest. And then Yahoo countersued, alleging that SCA spilled the beans when it went to Berkshire to buy insurance that would blah, 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 blah.
How silly. It sounds silly to me.
Yeah, exactly. These
people haven't got anything better to do but sue each other over millions of dollars for something like that.
The next thing I have... I mentioned a couple weeks ago, I saw some I'm friends, you know, quote-unquote friends with George Takei on Facebook.
Look at you.
Which is, I'm one of 8.4 million friends that he has on Facebook. Apparently everybody loves it. George is a great guy. He's really neat if you follow any of his stuff. He's a pretty good guy. But... I shared something a couple weeks ago that he shared on his page, and then I saw something yesterday that, or last night that I thought was interesting too. These are the reasons. I'm not going to give all of them because all of them, some are not as funny as other. But reasons why people allegedly have broken up with another person. Just
reasons
either quirks
for
they
up.
Had or other things. The first one. One woman broke up with a guy because he told me I was in his cat's chair.
I thought it was
pretty good. Another woman broke up with a guy, and she broke up with him because he said, my bag, instead of my bad. He must not have known
my bag?
What the actual term was, so she couldn't handle that.
Well, all you have to do is correct him and go, hey, you know what, I know what you meant, but it's my bad. You don't leave the
but
guy.
But I know, but I...
That was just, she was not, looking for an excuse.
Right, yeah. I'm not as superficial as some of these people, but I've heard real stories of people breaking up with someone because...
If I were like that person, I'd have broken up with my wife.
You know, it's like... who was it was saying who's freaked out by Halle Berry's six toe? Well, Mike Evans is freaked out. He said something like he wouldn't date her because of that. So just quirky things.
Well, what a ridiculous. She could keep her shoes on or something.
Another guy broke up with a girl because she always smelled like peanut butter, even though she never ate it.
Maybe she wore it, if you know what I mean. Maybe she had a dog.
Yeah.
Another guy broke up with a girl because she would write, I have, H-A-L-F, to go. Not have, you know, just
oh my goodness.
Some people can't. Some people have a tough time correcting people.
Right.
I want to be corrected because I don't want to go around the rest of my life doing something and not knowing what I'm doing makes people go to jeer what he said.
Either correct them or just they're so anal about stupid little things like that.
Right. Here's another pronunciation one. This girl broke up with a guy because he pronounced the L in salmon. I've heard those people, though.
Oh, hang on. As a kid born in Tennessee, I told you, we didn't move up here till I was 15. I never knew it was salmon until I got up here at 15. In our house, it was salmon. And my mother would make salmon patties. I'm not kidding. We also called them Vienna sausages.
Oh,
we didn't know what Vienna was. What are we having tonight? Vienna sausages and salmon patties.
One here, another one. She broke up with a guy because he wore socks with sandals.
I've seen that look. She's got
it's
something
a,
there. That's
not
good
a good look.
No, that's she's better off. She better off.
A guy broke up with a girl because her middle toe was way longer than her big toe.
Yeah,
I guess that just
people.
Freaked him out.
Yeah, sorry.
a girl also said that this guy had deodorant clumps in his armpit hair. She couldn't
I've
take
had
it.
That. No, I've had that. You know what? Don't use that stick deodorant that's
the white
solid.
Stuff?
That yeah,
the
solid
white.
Stick. It clumps up if you have underarm hair. Now, a lot of guys today are like wet seals. They're hairless because they shave. They shave their underarm. I got hair.
What about so that clear stuff, though?
I use the clear. You know yeah. what I use? You know what deodorant I use? I use Secret Baby Powder Clear. That's right, a woman's wow. deodorant. That's what, now it's out there.
I use Tussie oh, yeah. Roll-On.
I don't like that word, anybody... Tussie. Oh, you know what? That guy that complained, I bet he's got another complaint now for the
no,
FCC because you said Tussie.
Does anybody
Tussie
use aerosol deodorants anymore?
No, I don't. Right Guard. When
I think
I was
they
a
still
kid,
sell them, though.
They
Somebody's
do.
Buying them.
Yeah,
no,
they
do sell it, but I can't imagine. And it would always come out as a white powder. It wasn't. Some of them weren't really liquid like Right Guard.
Yeah.
It was blasting white powder.
It would look
out.
Like a flocking can or
yeah.
whatever.
Like a fire extinguisher went off.
Uh-oh.
Next one, this guy, this has eating etiquette involved. She ate a chicken drumstick with a fork. He couldn't take that. And a T-bone steak with her hands. So that
yeah,
was.
She's out of here.
Next one is he broke up with a girl because someone in his life died, and she said, "I'm sorry for your lost."
Lost? That's
hey,
it.
Hey, I told you a few weeks ago, I love this guy. He's the greatest guy. But he says this all the time. Well, that's a good ideal.
Ideal?
That's a good ideal. He'll say, I got a good ideal.
I've heard that, too. And a lot of East Coast people, New Yorkers, I've heard, they say idear. They'll
yeah.
put
yes.
an R on the end of it.
Yes.
That's a good idea. This girl broke up with a guy because he wore jean shorts.
Oh, that. Well, I don't blame her. No guy should wear jean
no,
shorts.
No, we finally had to tell
that's
my
Daisy
dad
Duke
that,
stuff.
Jean shorts were not in anymore.
That's
not
for hot chicks with good butts.
Your dad.
You yes. know what? Jean shorts, that's something that, seriously, only really hot-bodied chicks should wear. You got to have the right butt and the right leg.
With the
oh,
little
like
frayed
Daisy
on
Duke
the end.
Ones. Yeah.
Oh, real short and frayed
yeah.
at the ends. You're
yeah.
right, Dan.
Next one, he broke up with a girl because she wouldn't eat scalloped potatoes because she didn't like seafood.
Oh, that's got to be a joke. That's a joke.
That could be.
That's a joke.
And then the last one, I think this is the best one. He broke up with a girl because she poured her milk first, then the cereal in the bowl. He just couldn't take that she did that.
Oh, my goodness.
It's weird. It's not breakup worthy, but it's weird.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
so
just different.
That was it. That was the list. I thought some were entertaining, so.
All right.
Thought I would share.
Dan, anything?
That's strange. Yeah, I was talking with...
Here's Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I was talking with John Carney before the show, and we were talking about...
Hi, Crew Carney here.
Why am I such a target for him, do you think?
I don't know.
What did he
I've
say?
Always been
just,
nice to him.
Just making fun of you.
Yeah,
wonder
what
your bracket is.
Wonder how Frank's brackets are doing. Yeah, but he goes, I like that color. I like this color of uniform, so I'll vote for them. Yeah, I'm making fun of the
you
fact that I'm an
be
idiot about sports.
You guys should be in Brotherhood together because he's not a huge sports fan either.
Well, he's a bigger
he
fan
should,
than I am. He knows
know.
More about that. Anybody knows more than I
he
do.
He should have your back.
Yeah, he should have your back.
Well, I've had his back all along, and I'm going to continue to do that. I'm turning the other cheek. I'm not playing his game.
We were talking about how different people in radio, or a lot of people in radio, at some point have sold cars.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
Yeah. And why it is that the people in radio gravitate towards selling cars.
And even though I haven't done it, I have come so close to selling cars while I was in radio, but I didn't do it. But yeah, you're right. There's something there.
Yeah, and he asked me if I did, and I said, yes, I did. I did it for like 6 months in between when they sold the station, when we were on KSD AM, till when we started in 1997. So it was about a six-month span, and I told him what I did, what I used to do to walk up to kind of break the ice to someone. I would put my Billy Bob teeth in, and I'd walk up, and I'd say, one more. I just need one more car, and I can go get my teeth fixed.
And see, if you did that to me, I'd go, I'm buying a car from you.
Yeah.
That's funny. I'm buying a car.
And all of a sudden, I get this, Dan Strauss, please come to the office. And
buzzkills.
Yeah. And it was like, leave the teeth at home. I'm like, but it's working. It's breaking the ice. It's working. And they just wouldn't.
They don't get us, Dan.
I know.
Some people don't get us.
I know. But I did learn a lot about the car business in that span.
What did you learn? Give me one thing you learned. What did you learn that nobody else knows or the general population doesn't know about car selling?
About car selling? Yeah, oh.
From being a salesman. What is it you learned?
Well, about how much wiggle room or playroom there is on brand new cars as opposed to used cars.
And you know what? I understand people who hate that. I hate it too. It ought to just be, here's the price.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Why does it have to be that way?
I don't know.
Here's the price. And that is it. And that is our best price.
So I will.
And you know why that's not the case? Because as soon as you do that, the schmuck dealer down the street will drop it by $10.
Yeah.
He will. And now you got to drop it another $5.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how, and then the game begins.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't understand all of that stuff. And I would prefer having the price and that's it.
You also probably learned a lot about people, because I think if you're selling cars, I'll give you an example of the different kinds of customers. You get the person who doesn't have a clue. Well, I'm not really sure. I think I want an SUV. So they start with no direction, they don't have a plan. Then you get the person that comes in and immediately has an attitude, I am not going to pay more. And I know what invoice is because I looked it up online. That guy that knows everything.
Oh, yes.
And you're not going to take advantage of me because I know how the system works.
Oh, yes.
Or he might even say, you need to know, I used to sell cars.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know how all this works.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. And they come in, and anytime you try to write anything down, they're freaked out. And it is. It's buying a car is... I guess from the old used car sales guys back in the day, they kind of tarnished people.
Doesn't have to be that way.
No, and I know it's not like that at Landoff, because I've bought two cars there.
And to not sound like too many people on the radio do sound, I will tell you, I've bought cars a few places where it was a pleasant experience. I'm not going to sit here and be one of those people who goes, only at Johnny Landoff is it a good experience. No, that's ridiculous. There are a couple other places where it's a good experience. We don't want you to go there.
No.
We want you to Landoff.
No.
Anything else?
No, that was it.
All right, let's close it. Burke's segment is officially closed. All right, as I said earlier, you know what? I don't want to start. Maybe we should get Mr. Landoff in here.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to start this. Get him on the phone, and then when we're finished, we'll take a break. And when we come back, I will share with you. Actually, it didn't come to me. It came to management. Now, management is very good about forwarding comments to me that, for whatever reason, don't come to me. Anybody could just send them directly to me. But I think sometimes they think, well, if I send it to management, that'll get him fired. If I send it to him, they'll never know how much I hate the show. So
right.
They send it to, and then they share it with me. And the ones I don't really want to see, they send them to me anyway. Just wanted to say how much I enjoyed the show yesterday. Frank and the gang talked about it, and boy, it brought back a lot of memories. Okay, that's not really entertaining to read to people, but I appreciate that they forward them to me. And then sometimes I get lucky and they forward me one like I got today, and I will share that with you after we introduce our first guest. I feel like I'm doing a real show, like a Tonight Show or something.
Wow.
Our first guest has first guest tonight has a long and impressive history in the car business, and it didn't start with him. It started with his dad, so it goes back a generation. It's now in its third generation. We're talking about a dealership that has been sitting at the same location since 1960, and I believe that's 55 years. Please welcome, ladies and gentlemen, John Landoff, Jr.
Yeah.
Sounded just like a real show.
Yeah, it did.
How are you, John?
Hello. How's everyone doing today?
It's a great day today.
Oh, it is a great day today, isn't it?
I
gotta say, if I'm waking up like you, Frank, and looking in the mirror and you see that good-looking mug, it's always gotta be a great day.
Well, it's not for that reason. It's the reason, thanks to listener Ron, who sent a nasty, nasty complaint letter to my boss is here at the station, and John, this may be our last time on the air together, because he ends it with, I will be contacting the FCC. That's
Whoa.
How he ends it.
Whoa.
This could be it. Depending on how quickly he moves and how quickly the FCC reacts, this could be it.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah,
Ron's
not
happy. You've always got a future in the car business, that's for sure.
We've talked about that, and I didn't know that I might need it this soon, but we may have to talk at some point.
Yeah, well, that's, you know what? You'll drive yourself crazy if you think you're going to please everybody. And, people are not happy. I mean, all you have to do is listen. I hate listening to the news. I mean, people are angry. And, you know, they talk about, you know, road rage, but there's rage everywhere. And, you know, people just, we just need to.
But you're right. Yeah, I think there's stuff on the air, especially news talk type network stuff, that you might have been in a pretty good mood, but an hour listening to that and you go, well, I didn't even realize how mad I am about this. Now I'm really mad. Sometimes it's better off to just go watch Saturday Night Live that you haven't watched that you recorded Saturday night, or something fun. You're right. There's too much of this, I don't know what to call it, this partisan, backbiting, negative, attacking. It's out of control. Stay away from it.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, I mean, whether you want to blame it on, you know, politicians or just people in general, you can, I mean, just people need to just relax.
What's confusing,
if you fall off of like a duck's back and just let it roll, but man, everyone's taking so much to heart. I think some of it is social media and the ability to video anything at any time and you're with your smart device. I don't know if they should be called smart device or, you know, death-defying devices, because, I mean, they're just, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, but I think it's a good thing, because it has called out a lot of bullies. It has helped the authorities nab a lot of criminals. I think video everywhere is more good than it is bad.
Get some, you know, the few bad police officers out of the...
Yeah, I think overall, the positive column is bigger than the negative column for cameras everywhere.
All right, that's good. Ah, we got that knocked out, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
So what else is going on? It's a beautiful day. Let's see. Tomorrow is spring. First day of spring.
Are you kidding me?
It is.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow's the first day of spring.
All right. I didn't even realize that. Yeah.
Spring has sprung. Or will sprung.
Spring has sprung.
A little later, I'm going to talk about something a little later today, because this time of year when the weather changes, every summer, when I hear a power mower, a lawnmower, or gasoline-powered lawn equipment or weed eaters or anything, man, I'm transported back to when I was a kid. When I was a teenager, I loved the smell of gasoline. Gasoline meant a go-kart or a scooter or a lawnmower, and I cut grass when I was a kid, and I made some really good money. And to this day, I love the smell of gasoline.
I'm with you on that. I love the smell of gasoline. I love the smell of cut grass, too.
And the smell of napalm in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, all that good stuff.
Cut grass.
Cut grass, because I cut a lot of grass in my day. I mean a lot of grass. But it reminds me weird, like if I'm out running, Mimi and I smell a fresh cut field, it reminds me of 2-a-day football practices at Lutheran High School North. And it's just like, oh my God, as much fun as they were brutal. You know, there was no, hey, it's 93 degrees today, we're going to go easy. There was no going easy. We worked hard, we beat the crap out of each other just to mold, you know, some great football teams, but it's just weird how things, you know, come back to you, because I've been around gasoline all my life. I used to stick it behind my ear kind of as a cologne. That's all we had. My dad wouldn't let me buy cologne, so I'd stick a little gasoline behind my ears.
No better smell than a can of gas being opened, poured into a motorbike or a scooter or a lawnmower or anything. It just meant summer. You don't, for some reason, equate the smell of gasoline with winter, yet lots of things still run on gas in the winter. And it's funny, too, you smell cut grass and you've smelled gasoline your whole life, but when I smell it now, I don't think of something 20 years ago. I think of something from when I was a kid. It's a great way to flash back to things. I'll tell some grass-cutting stories here later today if we have time. I was talking to my dad this morning, and I asked my dad, because I just like to test his memory, and his memory is tremendous. He'll be 89 this summer, and his memory of things long ago is crystal clear. And I said, Daddy, do you remember our next-door neighbors? The kid's name was Barney. And his dad's name was, my dad said, Ted. His dad's name was Ted. Now, we've had no reason to discuss these people for 50 years. And I said, do you remember? And my dad interrupted me and said, the lawnmower accident? And I said, yes. I said, you remembered. He said, absolutely I do. And I'll tell that story a little later. And what it has to do with is the fact that today everything has... There's so many safety regulations, and every piece of equipment has to have, you know, like chainsaws never used to have a guard. You know, people cut their legs off. That's a good thing that they do. But lawnmowers used to blow projectiles out that side. There was no screen.
Oh, man.
Nobody had a bagger. Oh, rocks, glass. Nobody had baggers. It just shot out there. And a horrible thing happened to our next-door neighbor while his son was cutting the grass. And that's how I make people hang on and listen to the rest of the story later.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
That's a good story.
That is good. You're a good storyteller.
No, thank you, John.
And I think that you do a very good job of telling the story of Jenny Londoff Chevrolet and how our mission is to make a buying experience and a service experience one that is just really something different than any other dealership. You know, we're not perfect. There's no doubt that with 115 people here in sales and service and everything that we do, you know, we're not going to be perfect. But we sure, the desire is there. We want to make sure that the experience of the AM and the PM crowd and everybody, but especially the AM and the PM crowd is a great one. You know, and if there's something that that you have experienced that you'd want to talk to me about, and I don't run and hide, I'm here at Londoff, JR at Londoff.com. So I get quite a few emails now from your listeners, and they're just as funny in an email format as they are when I get to meet them face-to-face or they're up in my office. So,
when's the last time you played the role of car salesman? When you actually went out on the floor, can I help you? Sure, I'm happy to show you that. When's the last time you had to do that?
A long time. No, I mean, yeah. I still, it was about, I don't know, about 6-7 weeks ago, and John Londoff III had a wedding in Chicago, so I worked the new car sales desk all day Saturday. I had a ball. I had so much fun putting deals together and talking to customers and helping salesmen, get the customer to give us the ultimate thank you, and that's when they say yes. You know, and then when they're done and they're leaving, the greatest reward for us is, of course, buying a vehicle, but also then saying thank you because they've had a great experience. But, you know, we try to, you know, one of the things that most consumers will tell you is that not all. They don't want to hang out at the car dealership for 3, 4, and 5 hours.
See, that's where I'm strange because I do.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, I do. I love it.
You can. You know what? And you don't even have to call me. Sometimes you don't. You just pop in and someone says, hey, Frank's here. I'm like, well, I didn't know that.
It's like a fix. It's like a drug fix. If I can just go walk through a showroom and open a couple of car doors and smell the new car smell, I'm good for a little while. But I've always liked that. I have always liked it.
It is. It's the best. I just sold my Tahoe demo, and I got a new one last week. And, yeah, I tell you what, that 2015 Tahoe and the 2015 Suburban, we can't get enough Suburbans. We can't get enough Tahoes. But, at my age, it doesn't. Not a lot gets me, kind of trips my trigger. Duck hunting, hanging out with the family a lot, my beautiful wife, but getting that new Tahoe, man, it's something else. But we got a great line of vehicles here, new and pre-owned at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, but a great way to start the process is Londoff.com. So many consumers are going online, looking at our inventory, then sending us an email, and then we just, a lot of phone calls coming in. We average 15 to 20 phone calls a day, just in sales. The store gets 800 phone calls a day, so
that's
service, parts, retail, administration. So, yeah, we try to make sure we give out our direct dial lines so that people can give Mary a chance to catch her breath, the poor thing.
800 calls. Let's take a 10-hour, let's call it a 10-hour day.
All right.
You get 800 calls. That works out to
800
calls a day,
denominator. Remainder 4.
What are we trying to figure out?
How many calls per hour?
Oh, per hour.
It's an 8-hour, 10-hour workday. How many?
472.
472 an hour.
Yeah.
No wonder they're tired at the end of the day. Whew. That Mary.
Hey, as good as you are in math, can we go over my invoice next time?
Sure. We'll probably find a mistake that it was too low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
$72,000 a day.
That.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's worth every penny.
And listen to that, other advertisers who are wasting money other places.
Every penny, you know, but not a penny more, but every penny. And just the opportunity to get to talk to you guys for a few seconds, you know.
It's not a few seconds.
Oh, shucks.
You get,
really,
for your
relative terms, it's seconds.
Yeah.
It just seems like just milliseconds. It flies by.
What is your phone number there?
Why?
Because
you want to get rid of me? Is this it?
Well, eventually. We're off at 6. I got stories to tell.
Yeah.
314-837-1800. 314 837-1800. And again, as I said, 24/7, 365 at thelawndoc.com. An unbelievable team that we put together in our internet department. And again, we'll also give you unbelievable service after the sale.
Now, before we get away, today is Talent Show Day. And to sort of get people in the mood, get them in the spirit, would you... You're not a contestant, you're disqualified, but would you, I know you did at some point an impression, and one of the things we haven't had for a few weeks is some people doing good impressions. We had some, and then we got a lull, we had all singers. Give us, I know you've done an impression or two, you just give us one. What impression would you do for us?
I'm not really good with impressions.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's just to get people fired up. It's like kickstart. No, that's
not. No, not
well,
that.
Well, you know what, that would be an acceptable challenge. So I'm sorry I asked.
Okay. Woo! I'm out of that was pretty bad. Sorry.
We wouldn't know.
Yeah. No.
They all sound the same to me. They all sound the same. John, we'll send you some business.
Thank you, Frank.
All right, thank you.
See you, kid. Bye-bye.
Okay. John Lund.
No, drive safe.
And as John said, drive safe.
Yes.
All right, so we need to take a break now.
I think so.
Take a quick break. We come back. I'll read you this on this what may be our very last day on the air, depending on how fast the FCC reacts to listener Ron's complaint about yesterday's show. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
I bet you it was something Tim Weiland said too.
You never know.
That's the Tim bulk Weiland. Of the complaint pile.
Yeah,
the Weiland file.
The Weiland file. It's a secret thing in the drawer, right?
Yeah. Yes. How's traffic, Tim?
Well, first of all, let's do this. This report is brought to you by Choice Hotels. Great endings begin here, where you can take two separate trips and earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and visit choicehotels.com for details. Well, they just cleared a stalled vehicle that was blocking a lane on the Chain of Rocks Bridge, eastbound 270. You still got some slow-to-stop-and-go areas from about 367 to the bridge. And then once you continue eastbound 270, when you get to 70, it's going to be jammed up approaching Route 4 to just east of Highway 143. They've got the right lane down as they do road work, so you've got a long jam up there. They're working with a crash on northbound 170 just before Del Mar that's got two right lanes blocked. Of course, you're backed up to Highway 40, but that's also causing drivers trying to get onto Highway 170 eastbound 40 jamming up from McKnight. This report also brought to you by Wendy's. Bring the kids and stop by Wendy's for a kid's meal, now just $1.99 after 4 p.m. for a limited time, with choices that will make both parents and kids happy at participating Wendy's for a limited time. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Keeping you connected. Helping you stay up to date.
Keeps me abreast of what's going on. I feel much more informed with what's happening today.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Our family had a savings account until our furnace died.
We had a vacation fund before our refrigerator had a meltdown.
My family has no emergency fund, and our water heater just quit.
The truth is, it can only take one home appliance or system repair to bust your budget. But if you buy a home warranty from American Home Shield, they help pay your covered repairs for you. For a free quote, call 1-800-900-9517. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will help pay covered repairs for you? Your furnace, plumbing, oven, refrigerator, air conditioner, and more. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade call. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Why would you ever pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs when you can let American Home Shield help pay covered repairs for you? If you'd rather keep more of your savings, call for a free quote, including terms, rates, and coverage. 1-800-900-9517. That's 1-800-900-9517.
ABC Radio presents Business Buzz, brought to you by Regis, the new way to work.
Anyone can claim they're a tax preparer, so how do you find the right one? They should have an IRS preparer tax identification number in order to file your return, so make sure they have one. Avoid preparers who base their fee on a percentage of your refund or those who say they can get larger refunds than others. Word of mouth can often be the best assurance.
That's Business Buzz, brought to you by Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES.
Before Gergeot New York was a fashion line, it was one woman's dream. And when her company grew and needed space in the heart of Manhattan, Regis made it happen for a fraction of the cost. With beautifully furnished offices and administrative support staff, Regis gave Gergeot the professional image she wanted and the place to make her life's work a reality. So when you're ready to start your business or take your business to the next level, Regis is there. Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES now.
PermaJack. Solid as rock.
I've heard that PermaJack is the best way to stop the damage and cracking caused by a settling foundation. But is it really effective?
The PermaJack system supports your home on hydraulically driven steel piers. The support really is solid as rock.
Well, how can you know for sure?
After it's installed, each pier is hydraulically tested.
Aren't other kinds of foundation repair tested?
Old-fashioned concrete reinforcement can't be tested under pressure. You can't be positive the problem is solved.
Does that mean PermaJack is harder to install?
Not at all. The PermaJack system doesn't require a major excavation. No large crews or heavy equipment. That means less mess, less time, and because it is effective, it's usually less expensive in the long run. Plus, PermaJack can be installed year-round, sometimes even from inside the foundation.
Fast, economical, and effective. PermaJack is the best.
PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
American Eagle Credit Union is excited to introduce the MyFit Reloadable Visa Card. It's a card designed to fit everyday money access and budgetary needs. It's perfect for the young adult and for the college student. It's accepted everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted, and it's reloadable. You can reload the funds to your card at your local American Eagle Credit Union branch or from your account with the PC or mobile access. American Eagle Credit Union, ameaglecu.org. Membership eligibility and account approval is required.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple guitars on sale. Buy any new Fender guitar, bass, or amp and score up to a $100 promo gift card. Get the lowest price guaranteed on all Fender Strats, Teles, Jaguars, P-Basses, amps, acoustics, and more. Grab the Squire or Fender gear you've been dreaming of and get your promo gift card at Guitar Center Stratathon. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Do you remember a time when there was a market on every corner? Those days are long gone, but some of those family markets still exist, like Menino's Market in Cottoville. It's on the corner of Highway N and Highway N Catty Corner to St. Joseph's Catholic Church. You want fresh produce. You want catering. You want fresh, warm French bread every single day? Menino's Market. Check it out. And don't forget about their holiday pies. Menino's Market for everything in Cottoville on the corner of Highway N and Highway N, Menino's Market. Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 and schedule your free in-home estimate and get organized today.
All right, we are wide open for you. Once we get the 4 o'clock news block out of the way, that whole rest of that hour is all yours for the talent show. Whatever else you want to do. All right, as I said earlier, it's been way, way, way too long since we got a really good complaint letter. We got one. Look at the date on here. This came in this morning. He took overnight to steam about it. And when you slept on it and you're still mad, then you're really mad because he took the night sleep on. Here it is, sent to management of the station. The 3 o'clock, this is referencing yesterday's show, the 3 o'clock hour of programming today was sad. No, I'm sorry, this is from Wednesday, March 18th. He did send it yesterday. Oh, and he sent it at night. It's 11:17 is the timestamp. So he fumed about it all till 11 and he couldn't stand it anymore. The 3 o'clock hour of programming today was sad, to say the least.
Oh.
The host started his part of the program with outright bigotry against a segment of society which he freely admits he has no understanding of, and then spent the rest of the hour referring to a recent poll he found somewhere online about curse words. He repeatedly referred to these words and parts of the human anatomy.
Whoa.
Huh. spelling the words out over and over again, leaving out one letter to the imagination, like C-U-N, several times, among others.
I can't believe—
absolutely pathetic. I will be contacting the FCC. Whoa. Strong words.
I can't believe John Carney did that yesterday.
Huh. Those guys
no peon. It says 3 o'clock hour. This should be up.
Oh, that's us.
Yeah. Now, Ron, listen to Ron. First of all, and I wrote him back. I wrote him a fairly lengthy thanking him and encouraging him to go for it.
I do remember Ron called yesterday.
Oh,
and,
did he?
Yes. And he did tell me, he said, I want you to tell something to Frank. I want you to tell him that he's a bigot. And I said, I will not. You can tell him.
Yeah.
So
why wouldn't he tell?
Put him on hold.
And so he still didn't tell you. He sent it
no,
to somebody
he still
else.
Didn't tell you.
Sent it to the bosses.
Yeah.
Well, Ron, you have no idea how much I appreciate your email. I really do. And as far as the, it says, started show out with outright bigotry. I believe he's talking about the drag queen segment. I would think that's what he's talking about.
Probably.
When I mentioned how upset we didn't get to see the RuPaul thing at the pageant. And then I said, the truth is, I can't stand to look at that. I don't like it. Let me ask you, everybody, something. When did it happen? At what point in this country did we get to a point where there are people who think we are supposed to be comfortable with anything? Anything. You should not express any displeasure or discomfort.
Question.
We should accept everything. Well, I don't. There are certain things that just make me uncomfortable. And the drag queen thing is something that makes me uncomfortable. Now, the truth is, I don't have to see it, and I don't. I don't. I avoid it, and they're not hurting me. I'll give you that. But I don't have to be comfortable with it. And that doesn't mean you're bigoted. I don't hate drag queens. They're not hurting me. They're not really, I don't think, hurting anybody. I just, let me put it this way. If somebody decides to have sex with an animal, and that happens, believe it or not. I've got a story I've been sitting on for a week and a half, and I haven't used it yet, and it's about some gal, or guy, I'd have to look at it again, who was engaged in some activities with a horse, and he said to the judge, when the judge says, how does somebody like you end up in a barn doing stuff with a horse? And he said, I got all worked up after I had watched horse porn.
Horse porn? Oh, my goodness.
Where'd he even find that?
I don't know, but at least he was honest with the judge.
Yeah, and he said he got so worked up watching horse porn, he had to go get a horse.
Wow.
Now, he didn't hurt anybody, but that doesn't mean I have to be okay with horse porn.
And the horse probably said, is that all you got?
Yeah.
Thanks for coming to see me. Come back tomorrow.
Ron, thank you. Thank you for the email. Made my day. We're going to have the talent show today. Don't forget that. In fact, we're having it right now. Anybody want to hear the numbers? 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Any audible talent is welcome here. And the story about my neighbor that I talked to my dad about this morning to check his memory. Here's what happened real quickly, because it is about to turn spring, and every year when I smell grass and see, I do think of when I was 15 years old, because I bought a lawnmower. My dad signed for it at Sears, and we didn't have a power mower. We had the real type mower that. Thank you.
Oh my goodness! I tried buying one of those a few years back.
You can still buy them.
You can, but I don't know if I just got a bad one or
they're horrible.
Cheap one. It was so hard to push.
They're very hard to push.
And the grass has to be almost pre-cut.
Yes.
Like, if it's long grass at all, good luck trying to push that through.
If it's wet at all, forget it.
Oh, and what? Yeah. It was almost impossible, so I took the thing back.
Ground condition has to be perfect, or the wheels won't even roll. I mean, it's everything. They still have that roller in the front, that little roller.
It's like, because you've seen it before, and you've seen ones that, they're pushing it real easy, and it looks so fun. You know, you don't have to deal with
it's
gas.
It's quiet.
Yeah.
No, they're horrible.
No, it's
and that's what we cut our grass with our whole yard. And I finally begged my dad. Everybody said, everybody has a power mower but us. We're the only people in this little neighborhood. It was a little dumpy neighborhood, but everybody had a power mower. I said, we don't have a power mower. He says, we can't afford it. And I begged him, and I said, I'll pay for it. He said, how are you going to do that? I said, I'll cut grass. I will use it to cut grass. So I did, and I'll get to that later. Our next-door neighbor was cutting the grass. I was there and saw this. we had carports. We didn't have garages, just a little carport. And Ted, the dad, was standing in the carport and a little barbecue grill, and he was getting ready to do a little barbecue with some hamburgers on, and his son Barney was cutting grass. And, you know, and they'd sling and shot a rock and hit his dad, and I was standing there when it happened, hit him right straight in the eye, tore his eye completely out. Right through his glasses. I mean, like a bullet hole through his glasses, and he lost his eye. Just a freak accident with a lawnmower. And then I got to thinking about it, and I have another childhood horrible lawnmower story that happened to the kid who took over my yards when I stopped cutting grass. He'd been waiting and waiting, and I introduced him to my customers, and he lasted one day.
Ooh.
One day. Because of something that happened, and he hit with a lawnmower and shot something and hit a little girl with it.
Oh.
And he could not cut grass after that first day. He couldn't do it again. And look, we got by with some stuff, no seat belts, metal dashboards, people sitting in lawn chairs in the back of pickup trucks, lawnmowers that shot projectiles for 300 yards.
There is someone in radio in this town, and I don't know if you worked with him. I did before at Kix, and he fell under the lawnmower.
Oh, my goodness, I lost a foot.
As a kid and lost a foot. Yeah.
Yes, I do know who you're talking about. More of those great stories, like losing feet and things like that when we come back. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Well, don't forget, folks, come back. We need some talent here for the talent show. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker are financial advisors. They are with Stifel Nicolaus. They've been with them for a long, long time, over a quarter century. And when I say they're financial advisors, it tells you everything you need to know about what they do. They give financial advice, but they don't give unless you ask for it. They're not going door to door. They're not calling you. They don't send out stuff in the mail like some of these places do. You have to seek them out and go to them. And that's not going to cost you anything to do that. And here's the beautiful thing about this. It may be an hour of your time, and when you're finished, you will decide whether or not they have what you think are good ideas when it comes to what to do with your $25,000 or more. Some advisors won't talk to you unless you have 100. Some, it's a million. I think $25,000 is a very reasonable amount of money when you're dealing with the level of expertise these guys have. They've been doing this a long time. Again, it's Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, and it's really up to you. You have to decide that you want to put yourself first and be ready for whatever comes your way down the road financially. You know the website, you hear it every day, and you're